bird note from Seattle Audubon. With the arrival of the cooler months, we extend a helping hand to birds by filling up our feeders and bird baths. But looking back in time, there are some birds we would have been less eager to invite into our yards. One such bird was Titanus walleri, which made its home in Florida just a few million years ago. Titanus, as its name suggests, was titanic indeed, a flightless predator 10 feet tall. Its massive hooked bill, one authority writes, was highly adapted for tearing flesh. It was swift and agile enough to run down fast-moving mammals. Imagine a bird with a huge, ostrich-like body, a 2-foot-long head, and an eagle-like beak nearly a foot long. Titanus likely preyed on animals as large as deer. Titanus, and other birds related to it, a group some paleontologists call the terror birds, were dominant land predators in South America for tens of millions of years. However, when the Panamanian land bridge rose to link North and South America, mammalian predators from the north ventured south, ending the era of the terror birds, and making it a lot less risky to go out and fill your bird feeder.